Well, I'll tell you, it's been phenomenal, you know, and just watching him over the 4-year period, you know, go from brash and, I guess in his own way, an extroverted introvert, to being a true spokesman for his team, a true leader, a combatant on the court every second of every game, and a guy who, you know, when you listen to him in the press conferences after the games, has a lot to say, has an opinion, and it's valid, and has not backed away from any of the issues that surround him.
He now joins you, Moses Malone, and Wilt as Sixers who've won the MVP, and this thought occurred to me earlier today, and it sort of goes along with what you were saying about him. Is he becoming part of the mainstream in the league, do you think, right now, or is he still out there a little bit?
I think it's a mutual adjustment going on. I can see, you know, people just kind of getting used to the look, the bandana, do cap, whatever it is, the tattoos. Certainly, as a warrior, every night, you know, he's wearing something, some sort of suit of armor to protect all the elbows that he receives.
Right.
And all the times he hits the floor. But people have gotten used to that, and they realize that, you know, this kid is full of heart and soul, while wants to win at all costs, and has bought in to what it takes to be successful, and that is, you know, being a great individual talent, but, you know, focusing on the goals of the team.